This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Get your sausages here!
Broadcasting live from beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
I have the sausage guy in my mouth right now.
Streaming live at WAAF.com and the Radio.com app.
All you have to do is push a button on your phone.
You can also ask Amazon Echo to play WAAF.
Run back, bro. Run back, bro.
This
ASAP.
Is the Hillman Morning Show.
Oh, you hung up on me? Really, dude? Oh, my God.
Wow, good job. Didn't have to say a word.
With your host.
I'm not taking the blame for it.
The Earmuff Master.
Let me turn the freaking iPod on.
Greg Hill.
Don't get your panties all in a bunch.
We're making Krabby Snacks and homemade.
Yeah, come on, Dad. Nice. Come on, she's making Krabby Snacks and homemade.
Where's me sausage meat?
The possibly lucid Lyndon Byers on sports.
Working 4 hours a day, 1 minute sport.
I have been crushing Bud Lights. Since I was 4.
Walking around naked.
We have all seen you naked here in the studio.
Enough said.
We apologize about that.
Danielle Murr, a.k.a.
Taser Tongue.
With news.
She's not husky, she's amazing.
I'm great at fingering the bed.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
Janice Rossi in 2 hours, a whore.
And Chief Nerd Officer,
ew,
Mike Shue.
It's a cosmic field trip.
Yoda sounds like do or do not. There is no try.
I'm going to take my shirt off.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
It appears to be really insulting, and I have a problem with that.
They will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous bullshit.
Worst case scenario.
Thanks for listening.
Yo soy fiesta.
One, two, one, two, microphone check. Are we okay this morning with the microphone right off the bat, Shue?
Oh, I thought you were going to break into some rap or something there.
Check, check, one, two, mic check.
All's... People, don't you know what's up on top? Let the...
Oh. All's go. Let's check the mics. All's go with the auto show. There it is.
The auto show.
All right. If you would
your
like,
mic's fine.
If you would like to call and you'd like to be on the show this morning, on your show this morning, you can do it on this number, 617-764-9223. Or if you would prefer to text your comment on a Friday to us, you can text on the text line, which is 97107. And it's beautiful out this morning, temperature-wise.
Yeah, it's mild.
It's already 65 degrees here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts, on the way to 70 later on. There may not be a lot of sunshine, but it is going to be a great start to the Easter weekend, and the, I guess, tomorrow is another big holiday for many of you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me fire up the iPod early this morning and see if I can get everybody excited for tomorrow. Sunday is Easter. I don't know if this is happening on purpose or not, but there's also a pink moon, which is a very rare occurrence.
Wow, man!
Craig, it's the pink Libra moon.
What is that all about? The pink moon, and is that what we see now, or are we going to see that tonight?
I think tonight.
Okay, so there's going to be a pink moon tonight, which can only happen in April. Is that correct?
Yes. Pink moon, according to the Old Farmer's Almanac, earned its name because it coincides with the appearance of phlox, which are tiny little flowers. They're like ground cover.
Yeah.
And they're also called moss pink for their color. So the pink moon gets that as the name.
All right. Excellent. Well, be on the lookout for the pink moon. The pink moon, man.
Yeah, man.
As we get close to 420. We got a lot that's going on the show this morning. And at 7:20... as a man who spends an awful lot of time on the golf course, today's irrational fear from a local course means that I may give the game up. It's the most terrifying thing that I've ever heard. And apparently, over the last few years, I have come close to suffering this fate based on this particular golf course in the New England region. We will discuss that at 7:20 on today's show. At 7:50, we will present to you LB's greatest moments of the week.
Nice.
And we'll go over the highlights of the week for our sports director at 7:50. Speaking of sports.
Yes.
I have some Bruins tickets that I am going to auction off for tonight's game. So within the next hour, I will give you the details on these tickets and how you can help raise money for a charitable organization. And we'll do that sometime before 7, give you the details. And you could be there tonight, you and three friends or clients or associates. Or your nieces, whoever it is, could be there. You could be there this evening. And at 8, we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave one of those right now on any topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. 617-779-5463. All you have to do is leave a voicemail message on anything that is on your mind, anything we're talking about on the show, and we will take care of the rest. This is Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, kid.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, two quick comments. First, LB, do you think on Monday, you think Ryan McDonough went up to Steve Stamkos and said, "Hey, dumbass, that's why we don't touch the President's Trophy"?
To be honest, I've never understood that. I think that's a goofy superstition.
You think so?
Yes.
What about stepping on the bee in the locker room?
That's crazy.
Yeah, that one is
wrong. I got lit up. I walked into the locker room for the first time in that new, the new locker room.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, "Bud, off.
Get off the bee. Off. Don't step
off
on the bee.
Down. Please."
I was so shamed by like the whole team. I played with Cam Neely.
What was the other point, Brian?
So regarding the gentleman whose wife works overnight at the paper company, and she's got a guy hitting on her?
Yes, yes.
Who would think John Henry was at the Globe on third shift?
All right. Coming up in just a moment, why the release of the Mueller report yesterday meant that congressional staffers had to utilize the ancient technology that only our sports director is still using. Also... Also, we're going to get to how creepy is it, perhaps the most disturbing thing that I have heard in forever. We will discuss the case of the semen flutes.
Okay.
And also, I believe, if I am correct, that the OG irrational fear was primates for me, which makes what happened at a Chicago business yesterday even more terrifying. So we will get to all of that and the rest of today's news coming right up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to let him on the phone this early on a Friday morning.
Yeah, no, I mean, please don't.
He's been on hold since 6 o'clock. Jeez. 21 minutes. I just can't do it to people. I know there's a debate that rages about Scott from Weymouth and whether he's a good caller or whether he's the most annoying human being in our Commonwealth. And I don't want to get into the debate. I don't want to choose sides, but I can't put him on. I'm just going to leave him on hold. And you know what? We'll see how long he lasts. Maybe if he lasts until 7:30 or something, maybe if he stays on hold for a full hour and a half, because he called at 6, maybe he can go on at 7:30. But I can't do it right now. Today's weather brought to you by Account Temps, and it's going to be warm. It's going to be 70. It's already 65, and the birds are chirping outside.
They are loud.
Not going to be much sun today. But the weekend is looking okay. It may rain tomorrow. And then if you're getting up for the sunrise service on Easter morn, it should be okay.
Oh, no. This is the children's mass.
Are you getting up for the sunrise service, Mr. Shu?
It's called disc golf.
Yeah. God be with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Right now it is 65 outside our studios on the Leo Birmingham Parkway here in scenic, secure Brighton, Massachusetts. And finding highly skilled accounting and finance professionals can be a challenge. Account Temps can help. With Account Temps' extensive network of accounting and finance contractors, you can be sure to find the right person for your exact hiring needs. Visit accounttemps.com to learn more. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. On the show this morning, I will, in about 20 minutes or so, I'll tell you how you can get some Bruins tickets for tonight's game at the Garden, pivotal game for our beloved Boston Bruins, and give you the details on that shortly. At 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back, so you can leave one of those right now on any topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. I think that's the number. Is that the number, Scott?
That is the number.
Thank you.
I was going to ask if you would do that.
Is that how it's going to be today? Because that's awesome.
That's Friday.
Yeah. That's perfect.
So that's the number.
Happy Easter.
Scott from Weymouth has confirmed that is the number, 617-779-5463. And 7:50, LB's greatest moments of the week. We will play those for you. And at 9, comedian Lamont Price will be in the studio, and he is going to talk about his 420 show tomorrow at the City Winery here in Boston. So 9 o'clock, just after 9 o'clock, comedian Lamont Price in the studio with us. Let's get to the news. And the news this very first hour is brought to you by
MyPillow. It's time for spring cleaning. Start with your bedroom. It probably needs it. MyPillow has deals on their new Giza Dream Sheets, pillows, and mattress toppers with promo code WAAF. Visit MyPillow.com and save money on pillows and more with promo code WAAF. Clean up your act with MyPillow.
Did you say that that website was MyPillow.com? I just want to confirm. Is that the website, Scott?
It is. And I'm
okay. Good. Right. That's the website.
Good.
That is.
That's why that you're. Is, that's that why is, you're a wily 30-plus-year radio veteran.
Not 30 yet. Only 29 years.
I'm sorry.
Approaching 29 years. But apparently, still killing it in the ratings. I don't know if anybody.
Really?
I don't know if anybody.
No one shares this info with
me. What's going on with that?
I don't pay attention to ratings. I've been doing this too long. But apparently, you know, they were for this program. They're extraordinary. I don't listen to anything like that. It's not of a concern to me. Uh-huh. I just do this because I love the people. I love coming in here and talking to you people.
Yeah. And Roger Federer doesn't like winning Wimbledon.
When you make more than the CEO of the company,
I don't make more than the CEO of the company, and he might be listening. Stop.
No. David, I'd like some fact checking, please.
What do you want to talk? Well, I think we know what we're going to talk about news-wise.
Let's beat this horse to death all day.
The story of the day is the release of the Mueller report yesterday.
Special counsel Robert Mueller says the question of whether President Trump obstructed justice could not be conclusively determined or ruled out.
What?
Mueller's final report was released yesterday after a nearly two-year investigation.
Two years. That's a long time to investigate something and to find no evidence.
That is correct.
Especially when you have every single resource in the entire U.S. government at your disposal.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't prove any kind of collusion with Russia whatsoever.
The report found no criminal conspiracy involving Trump's campaign in Russia, but did note that members of Trump's team were aware of Moscow's efforts to help their campaign. The White House called the Mueller report complete exoneration and vindication. And Attorney General William Barr delivered that report to Congress yesterday morning. And here's what he had to say.
The special counsel found no evidence that any American, including anyone associated with the Trump campaign, conspired or coordinated with the Russian government.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There you have it. Now they're going to continue to scream obstruction of justice because the Russian collusion part didn't work. So I think it's going to be difficult to make an obstruction of justice claim when the White House delivered over 1 million documents to the special counsel and made numerous witnesses available on a voluntary basis without any kind of a subpoena or anything of the such. So do we have some audio from the president?
We do. Yesterday, okay. He was at an event for the Wounded Warrior Project and spoke about the release of the report.
And they're having a good day. I'm having a good day, too. It was called no collusion, no obstruction. But I say it in front of my friends, this should never happen to another president again. This hoax. It should never happen to another president again.
Unless he says something bad about me.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, the government, when it comes to technology, is apparently moving at the speed that our sports director moves at, because the congressional staffers had to scramble yesterday when the report was released to them on CD-ROM.
Yes.
For the millennials who are listening to the show, you might not know what CD-ROM is, but they had to go find like a bunch of old Radio Shack personal computers in order to read the Mueller report.
The CD-ROMs, kids, are those that spindle of shiny things that's in your parents' office closet that has about 500 of them in there that they got at the Costco's in 2003. But yeah, everybody was scrambling yesterday to try to find. There's a lot of many laptops and even desktop computers these days don't come with CD-ROM drives.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how members of Congress got the 448-page report yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some in Congress have said that they actually prefer getting the materials on CD-ROM because there's it's very unlikely that the medium can be tampered with, and there's plenty of room for documents.
Oh, okay.
Can't be tampered with because nobody else is using it. Pretty much. That's true. We already know emails are not safe in Washington, D.C., so...
They were going to mimeograph it and then release it. They were going to put it on microfiche and then distribute it to everybody. They were going to fax it over to their offices.
I still have a fax at the house.
Of course you do. Does anything go out or come in on it? On the fax machine that you have at the house, LB?
Nope.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well... I'm sure that there are some who would like to comment on this. We could. It's been a couple of years that some of the angry anti-Trump people have been talking about how he is a Russian agent and he's not their president.
No,
and
he is not. Just the people that work for him.
And he wasn't rightly was not. See, you're still doing it. He wasn't. He was. You're still. I mean, will you say it on the air?
I just did.
He's been exonerated. He has been vindicated.
Well, some of the stuff I was reading from the report, he was telling people to do stuff, and they were saying, okay, yeah, we'll get that. We'll get on that right away. And then they're like, I'm not doing that.
Well, I mean, listen, he got angry. But who wouldn't? I mean, how do you... A texter was texting in a moment ago with a good question, which is, how can you be accused of obstructing a hoax? I mean, if there's no validity whatsoever to the claim that is made about you, you're not obstructing justice.
Well, apparently he believed it himself because one of the best lines of this whole report is, this is the end of my presidency, I'm effed.
Well, I think he meant that.
Line.
He meant that. he meant that theoretically.
That's fantastic. I'm sure he did.
Let's see. Here is Jonathan. Oh, Jonathan calls a lot to debate things with me, which I like.
Hey, Hello, guys.
Jonathan, how are you, pal?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm great because it's Friday. And the Bruins are playing tonight, and I'm gonna go and not jinx the Bruins at the game tonight.
There you go. Hopefully they win, right?
Yes. But what do you got? Let me hear what you want to say about this.
I just want to know how you can say that he's completely exonerated when the report clearly says the conclusion that he's not. It doesn't make any sense to me how you can be disingenuous like that. It literally says here, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. Literally uses the word exonerate.
Well, yes, let's be clear about this. The report says factually that the dossier was fake news, if you will. The entire investigation for 2 years was based on a Russian dossier, which
but
was
that's not
fake.
True, though, actually, as well. It didn't start there. It started with the Papadopoulos meeting. That's where it started.
It started with the unlawful surveillance of a presidential candidate that the sitting president did not want to be elected.
That's not true.
Well,
but that's
Jonathan,
not true, though.
We can agree.
That's not agree to disagree. The report doesn't say that.
Jonathan, the phrase is disagree to disagree. I mean, have you ever heard LB's greatest moments?
We can
disagree to disagree. All right.
We can disagree to disagree on our opinions, but we can't disagree on facts, man. And that's not on the report. It's just started with Papadopoulos.
Let me just tell you this. I am currently waiting for the report to be translated and sent over via Morse code.
You bring up the dossier, everybody always brings that up, but they always fail to mention that it was started by the Republicans and then took it over once Trump became the nominee by the Democrats.
Jonathan,
you always forget to mention that.
Jonathan,
the Republicans didn't want him in.
The Morse code thing was an attempt to have a little bit of fun. I thank you.
I'm sorry I missed it, Greg.
I'm sorry. I can tell you're worked up, but I thank
it's
you.
It's Friday, kid.
I thank you.
Take a deep breath. Count from 10 back to 1.
Now, the Game of Thrones people are unhappy with our president. Again, Danielle.
They are. They would like him to stop using their intellectual property in his memes. Mm-hmm. He released one meme on Twitter about the Mueller report, and it used the Game of Thrones font and whatnot. So an HBO spokesperson told Bloomberg, though we can understand the enthusiasm for Game of Thrones, now that the final season has arrived, we still prefer our intellectual property not be used for political purposes.
Mm-hmm. This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Greg, how are you today?
What's happening, sir?
You know, this is typical. With the, out of context, when the president said, I'm effed, he said that in the context of, I'm not going to get anything done because my understanding is that if there's a special counsel, I'm not going to get anything done for the next 4 years. Not that, oh, crap, they caught me with something. So, Shu, you got to look at the context of everything.
Context. It's all about the context. Like, for instance, the context of yours truly waking up Sunday morning and saying, is that a big enough ham for everyone?
Yes.
Because I want to make sure that there's enough left over for me. That is the context by which we are referring to.
I need sandwich meat next week.
All right. Well, there's an obscure reference on this from Boston Brad. Hey, Brad.
What's going on, man?
What's up?
Hey, George Costanza from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
Yes. Now, listen, I just want to tell all of you dodo birds that want to get all angry texter on me this morning. I'm not doing it. I'm not falling. I'm not taking the bait. Like this 508 texter who says, you fruitcake, you always crack jokes when you're wrong. That caller walked all over you. I don't believe Jonathan walked all over me. However, I do like to have fun on this program. Mm-hmm. The object of this program is to perhaps be able to, at some point during the morning, make you chuckle. So I am not going to have... Listen, my opinion is that this began under false pretenses. It continued for 2 years. Because people don't like this president. People on one side don't like this president. You hear all the time what a moron he is and what a boorish individual he is. And what how is it possible that this man was elected in our country? And yet, he stands a pretty good chance of being reelected. Even after the entire resources of the U.S. government were put to work trying to find a way to get him out of office. And so you and I are going to disagree on that. You and me and maybe everybody else are going to disagree, and that's A-OK. I think disagreement is a good thing, isn't it, Scott?
Liberalism is a mental disease.
Okay. All right.
You're making my Friday on hold.
Yes,
I know.
Yes, God, yes, he's still on
hold.
He's committed, LB.
Go to the gym. Get a hooker or something.
He is still on hold.
Tighten up your day.
Let's see. This is Mark. Good morning, Mark. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Greg, what's up? It's Mark.
What's going on, man?
Not too much. I just wanted to discuss the Easter ham and the smoked shoulder of the ham.
Yes.
Which one? If you make a smoked shoulder,
yes,
then you can use the ham bone to make soup.
Yes.
Oh, now
like pea soup.
Mm-hmm. Is that, you know what I mean? Is the
like your house may smell because of the ham bone?
Yeah,
but it's delicious.
Yes. Everyone
likes the spiral ham and that's great and everything. But if you take the time. Do the smoked shoulder, and it's pretty good.
Does the smoked shoulder have anything to do with 420 asking for my friend Mike Shu?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Huge sandwiches.
And the other thing you can do with the ham bone is put in like a beef stew. Ooh. It adds like tons of taste.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Potatoes, carrots, peas, the whole deal.
Excellent. Well, I got a lot to do today. I might not have time to get a ham bone smoked and prepared.
Come on.
I have to go see the Iron Throne, which is coming to Boston today and tomorrow.
You gotta wear your chain mail.
Well, I'm gonna try and see if I can cut to the front of the line to sit on the Iron Throne, like the rightful king of the seven kingdoms, or the real king of the north, the true king of the north. I hope I don't break the throne when I sit on it. Imagine the Game of Thrones fans who would be sent into an absolute panic if I were to sit on the Iron Throne today and it broke. All right, what else? Anything else in the news, Danielle?
Yes, this.
Creepy.
The Hillman Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
Can I put a camera in the lady toilet?
Back up, you creep.
Well, a founder of a nonprofit music group in California has been indicted on charges of distributing semen-tainted flutes to small children.
Oh, God. Why?
This is the creepiest thing I have heard in forever. As I said at the start of the show, this guy has a charity in which he gives out flutes. What's the charity called?
Flutes Across the World.
Flutes Across My Nuts is apparently what it should have been called. And the man was distributing semen-tainted flutes to children.
Just lop his head off.
Yeah, really.
John Zaretsky is his name. He's 60 years old from Ventura, California.
Oh.
And they would have Flutes Across the World programs in schools around the world, around the globe, where thousands of students either played or made flutes, and authorities are alleging that this was tainted with fluids.
Oh.
So parents were urged to put the flutes in paper bags and turn them into authorities for testing.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get there?
That's like the blue dress. There are lots of charities that you may think have an odd mission. Like, for instance, we have spoken on this show before about the Hand Angels.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hand Angels, a charitable organization, goes around the world and provides release to paralyzed individuals who can't operate their, you know what, themselves.
Yes.
In fact, I think I just read this morning that Mr. Kraft has donated $1 million to the Hand Angels. But this particular charity is the most disturbing thing I think I've ever heard of. All right, so don't give your money to Skin Flutes the World. What's it called?
No.
Skin Flutes Across the
Flutes
Planet.
Around
don't
the
give,
world.
Don't give your money to them. all right, we got more news coming, and I got details on how you can be at the Bruins game tonight if you're a charitable individual. So that is coming up. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8, so you can leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463 on the Mueller report or on tonight's Bruins game or on the second greatest eating holiday of the year, Easter, or on 420 or on any other topic. Leave a Hillmail voicemail message right this moment, and we will play your message back coming up at 8. Joining us right now, it is LB's former Bruins teammate and the jefe over at the Boston Bruins Charitable Foundation, Bob Swoop Sweeney. Morning, Swoop.
How we doing?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Big game tonight, Swoop. Big game tonight.
I'd say so, huh?
Yeah.
Swoopa was a big game. He showed up big time.
What do you mean?
Yeah, when the moment needed to be tackled, Swoopa was the guy.
Well, I thought you weren't a fan of tackling.
Why did you go there?
No, we can't go there.
I don't want to go there.
We can't go there.
Bruins, Toronto. There's a big game tonight at the Garden, and we are going to auction off 4 tickets in a luxury suite for the game tonight. Is that correct, Swoop?
That is true.
All right.
Friday night, game 5, series tied at 2.
Yes.
Wow.
Pivotal game of the series.
Yes.
This series is probably been what everybody predicted, very close series, and that's usually the way it is. This playoffs has been pretty amazing, not just the Bruins series, but having Tampa go out in the first round. And
I mean, if you had ever said to me that both the Lightning and the Penguins would be out in round number one, I would have said you had brain damage. So it's and you know what? Honestly, when I bring up the Lightning, people say you can't overlook that Columbus team. That's a really good hockey team. And so listen, it's exciting. It's very exciting. So we're gonna take bids until the end of the show this morning. You could be there tonight. Four tickets, you and three friends, or you and three clients, or you and three randos that you met on Tinder or whatever.
All right.
And
not for playoff hockey.
You never bring a rando for playoff
hockey?
No.
If there's anything that's a bigger waste of a ticket than you going, it's bringing a rando.
Yeah.
To playoff
hockey.
It's
a BFF
hockey.
Party, man.
Seriously.
Yeah, especially for this game. I agree with Danielle.
You got to bring you have to have a fan with you. Well,
yeah, there'll be great seats. It includes food, too.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. What kind of food will be in the suite this evening?
It's not going to be your food that you have at the Capitol Grill all the time.
Right.
But it will be good food, good fun.
Okay.
And hopefully people like yourself will be around, show up,
say hello. Yes, I will be happy
You don't have to get up tomorrow, maybe you'll stay past the first period.
I'm planning on staying for the whole game this evening.
I definitely am.
Yeah.
Swoopy has to get up early to watch Dateline after he DVRs it tonight.
The
best is the Bruins go up 1-0 like 4 minutes into the first. Bam! Is Hillman in the bathroom?
I'm going to stay for the whole game tonight, and I could not be more excited. So. All right. Well, and the donation, the top donation at the end of today's show will go to the Bruins Charitable Organization, and you guys do great work, Swoop. So we're very...
Yeah, and tonight's a special night, too, no pun intended. Our 50-50 will be for Special Olympics. We've had a great partnership with Special Olympics that we started this year, and they've been involved in all of our events. We'll be involved in Special Olympics when the Summer Games at Harvard this June. It's just been a great partnership, and we couldn't be more happy being associated with a group like Special Olympics.
Yeah. All right.
You're awesome, kid.
Excited to see you and the Bruins tonight, and we'll see how much money we can raise by the end of the show. All right, Swoop. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thank
see
you,
kid.
Guys.
All right.
How come I had to buy tickets?
Well,
life's unfair sometimes, bug guy, huh?
Tonight's,
no respect.
Just a heads up, tonight's game, not in Gardner, LB.
Oh.
It's at the...
The Gardner Ice Arena. Playoff hockey.
700 sold-out seats.
All right. So, if you would like to bid on those tickets and do something great for the Bruins Charitable Organization, then you can call 617-764-9223, and you will be in a luxury suite this evening, you and three guests, and you write a check to the Bruins charity, and you'll enjoy the game tonight. And the most important part about that, for people like me, is unlimited and unfettered access to food throughout the whole entire game.
It was funny when he said, oh, maybe Greg will show up in the suite. Like, if there's food there, he's going to be there before anybody else.
It's like a bat signal. Those chicken fingers I smell? maybe I'll just have half. Is there a plastic knife? I just want half of one. Just give me a slightest bit of barbecue sauce. Just a tiny dip.
You think it would be okay if I had half of a hot dog?
That's what she said.
All right. Looking like on the text machine we have, you know what we're going to have to do is transcribe the bids that are coming on to the text machine and call and verify. Because, like, here's a guy, Brian, bidding $1,000 right off the bat, but we're going to have to call and verify. Here's somebody who thinks 508 texter wanted to bid $1,000, but they believe that that's not going to last. that these tickets will go for more than that.
Oh my gosh! Come on, man.
They're
it's
tough
a tilt.
They're tough tickets to come by for tonight. So
start the bid, though. Don't worry about if it goes higher. Start the bid.
You know what I always say? You bid 1,000.
Well, there's like 50 things that you always say, but which one?
You're proving
you,
my point.
You always say. You always say LB here. You always,
LB here.
You always what? Say, can I ask? But yes, what do you always
question.
Say?
Question.
What
I'm saying is, always remember, don't sweat the small stuff because it's a tax write-off.
That's true. Yes, portion, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, yeah, 40% of it.
Yes, that is true. All right. It is 6:58, and this is WAAF FM and HD1. Westboro, Boston, WEEI, HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX, HD2, Boston. Coming up in about 20 minutes, as a man who spends an awful lot of time on the golf course, today's irrational fear, which we will discuss at that time from a local golf course, means that I may have to give the game up.
No.
I've never been so terrified. I didn't know it, but apparently a couple of summers ago, I could have died. And you know what? I would not be here hosting this program if that had happened. And many of you would probably be delighted if I were not. All right. Time to get to the sports with Pink Moon.
Oh,
our sports director.
And now, LB.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, now offering platelet-rich plasma with A-cell injection therapy. If you're tired of being bald, guys, gals, call 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Back down into the Vancouver zone with 5 seconds to go. The exit behind the Canucks net. Get the duck boats ready. Get the duck boats ready after 39 long years.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.